The Oklahoma legislative session ended late last month, but two lawsuits are challenging measures that were signed by Governor Mary Fallon. A group of parents, teachers, and members of the State Board of Education are fighting the repeal of Common Core standards. They say the bill violates the state's constitution by letting the legislature take over an executive function, which violates the separation of powers. The bill repeals the Common Core standards, which Fallon initially supported. It says new standards will be developed. Opponents say the language of the law gives the legislature too much power to review new guidelines. A Supreme Court referee will hear the case in July. Attorney Jerry Fent is challenging a bill that changed gross production taxes on oil and gas wells. Fent has previously convinced the state Supreme Court that laws were unconstitutional. His lawsuits often say that bills violate a provision of the Constitution that says measures must address only one topic. A compromise bill set the tax at 2% for the first 36 months for all new wells. After that, it increases to 7%. Previously, horizontal and vertical wells were taxed differently. Fent says this counts as a revenue bill, and all revenue bills must go to a vote of the people. He sent a letter to Governor Fallon asking her not to sign the bill, but she did. Attorney General Scott Pruitt said he will defend the state's interests in the matter. Last week, Sonic reported strong earnings. Earnings per share for the drive-in restaurants rose 15% for the latest quarter. The company said that same-store sales rose 5.3%. It also opened 10 new locations. Sonic has been buying back stock and has now purchased $69.4 million worth of shares. CEO Cliff Hudson said that things are going well because of a nationwide advertising campaign, even though Sonic is in only 44 states. Some PSO customers say new smart meters are causing health problems. One man told the Oklahoma Corporation Commission that his wife suffered a brain hemorrage less than 24 hours after the meter was installed at their home. Customers said they wish there were a way to opt out of the program. But the utility says allowing people to refuse the meters would hurt efforts to conserve energy. A regulatory consultant also said the devices fall well within FCC guidelines for emissions. An OU professor said the idea of electromagnetic fields causing health problems is controversial. Margaret Levin Phillips said well-designed studies have showed no association between the devices and medical symptoms. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.